Let's go on a spree through TV land.
Our era, the era of television.
Yes, sir, it's got everything, this TV.
Episode 10. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode zero. If you're just joining us, the premise of our show is that we pitch hypothetical TV shows and we talk about them. I'm Lizzie.
And I'm Carolyn.
And this is our 10th episode.
10.
Of episode zero.
DS. No. Is that how you say 10 in Spanish?
Actually, in preparation for this recording today, I looked up how to say 10 in about, like, 100 different languages.
Oh, DS. I think that means day.
Well, DS is diez, in Spanish, diez. Yes. Diez. I don't think you did the pronunciation in such a way that I could
hear you. I had the
NA
in the wrong spot.
The DS. Yeah, so I looked up a few languages. I'll just tell you 10 languages.
Can I guess them? No.
Oh, yeah, sure. So the first one is Desem.
Oh, I have no idea. Turkish?
Latin.
I should know that. I took Latin.
Let's see. The other one is Zen.
Zen is, that's German.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, I took that language for 8 years.
Yeah. Let's see. Des?
I can only assume French.
Portuguese.
Eh, close.
Portuguese,
I see.
Tien?
Chinese.
Dutch. I wouldn't be able to read the Chinese characters anyway.
Well, they usually have like pinyong, like kind of English pronunciations.
Right.
But
right.
Tien, you have to admit, that sounds pretty Asian. So yeah. I don't think I was too far off.
This was one of my favorites. Sanapuloka.
Damn, say it again.
Sanapuloka.
Portuguese is already taken, so...
You'll never get... I have no idea what this language is. It's Cebuano.
Cebuano. Where do they speak this?
Austronesian language. I have no clue. Austronesian. No clue.
Dang, I was like, I don't know, they speak it in Djibouti?
But yeah, congratulations. Sanapuloka.
On episode Sanapuloka.
We've come so far, you
for
know.
All of our Micronesian listeners.
For all of our Micronesian listeners.
This gets translated, right? Mm-hmm. This goes through Rosetta Stone.
Yep, into 1,000 languages.
Yeah.
So anyone, anywhere in the world can be a part of this.
Perfect, yeah. It even gets transcribed into Braille.
Yep. Oh, yeah. American Sign Language, we got someone on that.
Interpreting outside the studio.
Right. I also, in preparation for this episode, I was thinking about, like, all the titles of things with numbers that you could change to the number 10.
Okay.
So, like...
This feels niche. Like, what are we talking about?
10 Angry Men and, like, 10 Monkeys.
What's
and
10, monkeys?
10 Arabian Nights. And then, like, I thought of, like, the show 24, but it's just 10.
0010. Goldeneye. 10.5 yards. The Matthew Perry movie with
Bruce
Willis.
Yeah, like the whole 10 yards.
The whole 10 yards. But I actually think they already made that.
They did. That was like the shitty sequel. Yeah, like 10 crazy dates or whatever that movie is.
That was a good movie, so let's not knock it.
Yeah, so it's super exciting. We're in our 10th episode.
It's awesome.
We've had so many guys.
It's the tin anniversary. I don't actually know that, and I'm not going to look it up.
Excuse me, the what?
You know, they have the medals for the different anniversaries.
It's tin?
Well, I mean, tin is one of them, but I don't know which one tin is.
Why the hell tin? What, are you going to send me, like, a bumper? Like a car bumper?
I'm going to send you, like, an army cup.
Yeah, what are you... What?
I'm going to send you a can of Goya beans. I actually don't even think... I think tin is, like, 30 or something. I think this is, like, the paper anniversary.
Paper? I thought these things were so much more
No,
high level.
You don't get to, like, anything, you know, like, It's like aluminum. I mean, it's like you have to go through the periodic table before you hit gold and silver.
Jeez, are you going to send me like an origami crane or something?
I actually just sent you a bunch of mead tablets.
Wow.
It's just a bunch of legal paper.
Yeah, a bunch of like documents. Great. Well, I guess happy 10th anniversary, Care.
Happy 10th anniversary.
I also, I saved a donut from our first recording, and it's been in the freezer. I'm going to pull it out and take a bite. That's we're supposed to do serious? That too, right?
Are you serious?
Well, you know, like wedding cake you put in the freezer?
Oh!
Are you supposed to eat it?
I think you seriously saved a donut. I was like, Liz, that's from November. You should not eat that. You can't just freeze anything.
Why not?
That's like my mom. My mom, like, will pull stuff out of the freezer, and she'll be like, no, it's fine, because it's frozen. I'm like, time doesn't stop in the freezer.
Yeah. My dad does the same thing. He's like, this chili is from 4 summers ago. It's fine.
Yeah, but it's frozen, you know? So it's like,
plus
fine.
There's, like, 30 gallons of it, so it's been contained.
It's very dense. Yeah. I'm sure it's fine. All the nutrition has been saved.
If you get the chili, like, from the middle of the ice block, it's fine.
Yeah, you just have to wait for it to thaw.
It's like an ice age.
It's cryogenically frozen. Those beans are as young as yesterday.
It was sent into space and it just came back. Ready for summer 2016.
Who wants chili?
Who wants chili? Yeah, so the other exciting thing about our show today is that we are premiering our Get Ready For It Twitter account!
Tweet.
Yep, that was it. That's our Twitter account.
That's it. That's how you make a Twitter account, right?
Yeah.
It's like declaring bankruptcy.
Very similar processes.
We have a Twitter! Tweet.
No, actually, that's not how you do it, Carolyn. You actually have to sign up on the internet.
Liz, I don't know if you know this, but I have a Twitter.
Whoa!
I have 31 followers, and I have 2 tweets.
Wow. Sounds like you're really in the know.
I roll deep with Twitter. Do you want to hear my 2 tweets?
Yes, I do.
Okay. September 16th, 2015. Carolyn Byrne at CarolynMary88 says, did Josh Brolin turn into Tommy Lee Jones? ?
Can I clap after each one?
Yeah, please. September 26th, 10 days later, this brilliant gem came to me. 2015. That moment when you turn the wheel on a hard left and a Twizzler comes out of the steering column.
Well said.
Because that happened.
Well, I'm sure it came from a very real place, yeah.
Well, it did happen.
You're like, you know that moment when. So relatable, right, guys?
That moment when it happened. So it happened to someone. Wow. So yeah, Liz, I know what Twitter is.
Well, I guess you're an expert then. I don't have to tell you the ins and outs.
Social media liaison.
So yeah, I'm on Twitter.com right now. Mm-hmm. I see the little bird. I see join Twitter today, which we're planning on doing.
This is a live stream of us joining.
This is happening right now. RN.
IRL.
RN. Ahora mismo.
So now we have to, with everyone, go through the awkward stages of figuring out what domains are available.
Yes.
What quote-unquote Twitter, I almost said titter handles.
My titty handles?
I've like secretly been like accidentally logged into like a porn site for months.
It's just called.
I'm like, yeah, guys, I joined Titter last fall.
It's called Titty Tassels. Wow, okay.
No, I don't see a bird anywhere.
No wonder no one commented on your Twizzler comment.
No one did.
No one on tittytassels.com.
Yeah, Titty Tassler, you guys aren't on it?
All right, so I'm typing in episode 0. And as I already explained to you, but other people might not know this, mm-hmm. It's some sort of a Japanese video game or something. because often when
episode
I look this
zero
up,
is.
Yeah. And it, maybe that's something that I want to get into, like, on the side.
We should contact them and see if they want to, like, collab.
Yeah, they want to get together on this. I'm going to say episode zero podcast and see if it's available. All right, let's see.
So now what's happening, everyone, is that that's being sent up to the Hubble telescope.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the birds that live in the Twitter sphere are catching that information and kind of piecing it together with the other information that they have. And it takes a minute.
And it's almost like, you know, like in Cinderella when like all the little birds, like they come together and they like sew things or like do her hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that, but they're like coding.
They're mutant birds that can code and sing delightful songs.
Yep. All right, I'm putting in our pertinent information here. And I'm entering a password, which I won't say on the air. So no one can hack us.
It's definitely not my dead family dog's name, so don't even try it.
Dark. That went to a dark place. Okay, so I am about to press sign up.
Oh my god, this is big, Liz. 10 episodes. Ready to press send. I hope that everything's confirmed.
Me too. All right, countdown, please.
Well, I might as well start at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Sign up.
Episode zero.
Yes, browser, I'll save that password.
And then instantly forget it forever. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we are on Twitter right now.
It feels so powerful.
I feel insanely powerful. I feel a little dangerous right now with my power.
I feel like the genie in Aladdin. Great and awesome power. Well, congratulations to us. Mostly you, Liz. Thanks for setting up our Twitter.
Yeah, of course.
Singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rock and Robin. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Rock and Robin. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Blow Rock and Robin, cause we're really gonna rock up tonight.
10th episode.
It's the 10th episode. And this is the song that we made for the 10th episode. Yeah, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Episode zero.
Oh my god, I love it. It went all the way backwards to zero.
No one take that. Copyright.
Oh my god. Trademark it right now.
Trademark. Oh, Radio Free Brooklyn. Radio Free Brooklyn is like, we don't want that.
Radio Free Brooklyn is like, no, we don't want that.
Nah.
So this is very exciting, Carolyn. We just got our first tweet ever. This is an idea that comes from Gustavo. So I'm going to read it out. You ready?
I'm ready.
At Episode Zero Podcast.
That's us.
Popra. Pop is in all capital letters. P-O-P-E-R-A.
Mm-hmm.
Where every episode is an opera rendition of a current pop song. Popra or bust.
So that may be the best idea that I've ever heard.
Thank you, Gustavo.
This A reminds me of, obviously, Carmen, a hip opera.
Yes, absolutely.
So, like,
that's
that was just, like,
the
first place my mind went to when I heard the word popera. I was like, wait a minute. And that was an incredible musical feat of MTV circa.
Sure.
I don't even know when. Like, I don't know.
So I guess this could go in a couple of different directions. It could either be because the hip opera was kind of taking opera and making it more like hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe this show is taking pop and making it more like opera.
Yeah.
I feel like we should get like Renee Fleming involved. Like she can do like Hotline Bling.
Yeah. Well, I would love to tackle, like, the entire Bieber album. Like,
yeah.
I just think, like, the entire thing is primed and ready for this kind of project.
With, like, a choir of children.
Yeah.
In the background.
Well, we definitely have the gay men's chorus, like, a part of this.
Yes.
Like, no doubt.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'm trying to think of other, like, famous opera singers that we could get involved.
I don't know famous opera singers, so I can't be a part of that conversation, but I do like the idea of, like, I think that it should, because, like, it's, like, the idea of should we take an album and turn it into, or should we take mm-hmm. almost, like, a genre of pop songs? Like, I like the idea of taking some more EDM slash, like, dance club songs. Like, I would want to take, like, I took a pill in Ibiza and turn it into...
Yeah.
Like an opera song.
Great. Can you sing a little bit of it for us?
I took a pill in Ibiza to show Avicii I was cool.
Excellent. Excellent. We're ready.
So,
we don't even have to hire opera singers. We can just do it. We can be really low budget on this one.
I think it has to be to prove a point that this is an amazing concept. It doesn't even need the manpower. The concept on its own will fly.
And, like, period costumes, for sure. Like, elaborate, ornate period costumes, yes. You know?
Yes.
Like, I want to be in, like a full, like, beautiful ruby gown yeah. with, like, jewels. And just be, like, in the center of the stage, like... I know when that hotline bling, that can only be
hotline bling.
Ever since you left the city,
where are you now?
Yeah, it's like Diplo, like, comes on, yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Great.
I forget how much I love singing like an opera man.
I can feel my face when I'm with you.
When I'm with you.
But I love it.
Love it.
But I love it.
Love it. It's like Madam Butterfly 2.0, but it's like Madam Bieber. I think each one should also be a play on, like, a famous opera.
Yeah, like a pun. Like a good opera pun.
A good opera
for the...
Are you ready for a little opera? That's a pun.
Wait, say that again? Are we ready for a little opera?
I didn't come up with that. My, like, 8th grade orchestra teacher did. So, I'm not even going to take credit for that. But
so, shout out.
Shout out. She passed away.
Oh, my. Well, what better way to let her legacy live on?
What better way for her to be remembered than for this project to be in her name? She's, like, in the afterlife, like, no!
She's like, that's the last thing I ever wanted. For anyone. So we just got a second tweet from Gustavo.
Goldmine.
He says, at Episode Zero Podcast, could also be popera, P-O-P-E-E-R-A, where you do a drunk history retell of papal appointments and reigns. Either way, mission is clear.
It's combining so many good thoughts.
Wow, Gustavo.
Papal
on
appointments.
Fire.
Opera. Is that it? It's just opera of papal appointments?
Yeah, I mean, I think that he said it's like a drunk history retell of papal appointments.
Oh, drunk history. That was the other thing. I thought what you were going to say is it had something to do with Oprah. Because that's another one that we could factor.
No, it's popera.
But
like the Pope.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm saying when I heard popera, I thought it was going to be like pop and...
Oprah.
And you have a pope, and you have a pope.
Oprah is just singing about the pope.
But it's like Oprah
in
is
opera.
The star of these operas, but she's singing about pop songs. Can't keep my hands to myself.
I think we could still get her involved, you know?
No, yeah.
Maybe she could host Popera.
Popera.
I mean, I wonder if... you know, the Pope, like, sings. I mean, he has to sing as part of his job, obviously.
Absolutely.
But, like, does he sing in the shower, you know? Like, could we, like, get him on board to do, like, a full song, you know?
I mean, he is the cool Pope, so Yeah, if there was going to be a Pope to get on board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. He's the one. He's our ticket.
He's the guy.
Now I'm imagining like a fully staged opera, like about the Vatican.
All the scandal.
Yeah, it's more of a musical in my head, though.
Mm.
It's like Spotlight, the musical opera.
Oh my god.
Spotlight hip opera.
Oh, those are some sad songs.
Some really sad songs.
Oh, yeah, those are some tough songs.
I want Mark Ruffalo to be like, little kids, little kids, oh, little kids.
No.
I'm helping save little kids. From priests.
The diocese. The diocese.
And Michael Keaton is like, God save the spotlight.
This just showcases how little you know about the Catholic Church. You've got like three buzzwords.
Yeah, I really don't. I have nothing. I'm like, the Bible and God.
Catechism.
You've got all the keywords over there, and you're in. You'll have to be the writer.
I'll be our dramaturg.
Yeah, please.
Well, actually, our dramaturg is definitely going to be like some abused guy, but yeah.
Oh my God.
My brother is trying to tweet at us, but he said, my sister said that he's right now, she just sent me this and says, Mom ripped up the letter from Optimum Online issuing him a legal notice that they were suing him for downloading Mad Max illegally. He had to piece together the ranch-soaked letter so he could read it.
Ranch soaked, like it was thrown in the garbage.
Well, my mom has this habit of any news that she can't immediately, any mail that she cannot immediately identify, she rips up into 1,000 tiny pieces.
Right, right. And then she could possibly be like connected back to
exactly,
her.
Exactly, exactly.
She'd be tracked.
Yeah, so she'd be tracked. So do you remember when people, that would happen to people in college, they would get like notifications that they were being like sued for uploading and downloading like...
For like Napster?
Exactly. It was like, yeah, oh my gosh, kids these days don't even know what Napster is.
Kids these days, man. Just illegally downloading Mad Max. Come on now.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we should do a show where it like revisits these like infamous people who were like issued legal notices by Napster. And it's like where are they now?
Yeah, exactly.
The Napster kidnappers. And it's like
I remember there was a girl who was like on a Pepsi commercial and she was like, I was sued by like the United States government for downloading like 8,000 tracks.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah, my friend in college was sued for like $2,000 for downloading like one of the Harry Potter movies.
Worth it.
Hashtag worth it.
Which one though? Was it like,
I'm sure it was like Hallows. Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It like
yeah.
wasn't even worth it.
If it was like, you know, the third or fourth one,
it was a friggin' Prisoner of Azkaban. Like, absolutely,
yeah, Prisoner of Azkaban,
hashtag
definitely worth
it. Worth
$2,000 for sure.
$2,000, easy.
Easy.
I've spent more. That much in fucking HP merch.
Yeah, I would love to know where those kids are now. And also, like, did they ever pay that money?
I mean, people definitely did. I knew someone who had to, like, settle out of court. And, like, cut a check. I mean, not to Napster, but, like, I think to, like, the government. Or, like, I don't know, like, Justin Timberlake.
Like, everything goes directly to Justin
Timberlake.
Like,
everything went to fucking P. Diddy Combs.
Carolyn, you know a lot of, like, online pirates.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, like, I knew, you know, the thing is, they hit big campuses more than they did small campuses. So I knew a whole like swath of people at my university that
a swath of people
who were nailed for these kind of reckless online pursuits.
Yeah, I'm surprised I never got sued for the 5 songs that I downloaded on Napster, including "You Was Just Frontin'" and the very first Black Eyed Peas song, like before they were even famous.
Damn, what the hell was that?
I'm pretty sure it was called like "On the Radio" or something like that, which is like now relevant to our lives because we are on the radio.
On the radio. Whoa, on the radio.
No, it wasn't Gloria Estefan, but sure, let's go with that. Can we put that in our opera? On the radio.
I think it'd be funny to do this show because I think it's hilarious some of the embarrassing things that people probably like got nailed for. Like, it wasn't like, oh yeah, like downloading the Kanye album, like illegally downloaded the new Kanye album because I'm a fucking like music like genius and I like love music. It's people like, I don't know, like me who download Donna Summer songs, like,
right. She was 25 years old and we found 17 Donna Summer songs.
She would download the entire catalog of Annie Lennox.
Well, each like segment should open up with like a profile of the person, but it should just be like, they should just play like the most embarrassing song that they downloaded and show like a little like montage of who this person is.
Through Seasons of Love.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, we know you downloaded the like, Rent album, you fucking Rent.
But it's like the Rent karaoke album. Yeah. It's not even the Rent album.
I just wanted to sing Take Me or Leave Me, but I wanted to do both parts.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's about all the time we have today on episode 0. Our 10th episode, hootie-hoo!
Definitely tweet at us.
Definitely tweet at us. At episode 0 with the digit 0 podcast. At episode 0 podcast, follow us, tweet at us. You can also listen to us every Friday right here on Radio Free Brooklyn at 7:30 p.m. on Audio Boom and on iTunes. So this is hilarious. Your brother actually just tweeted us. He says, at episode 0 podcast, broke college student gets sued by Sony for downloading one movie illegally, drops out of college, dies alone.
I love you, baby bro. Hang in there.
Yeah. Hang in there, Mike.
It gets better.
Yeah, and then maybe you can be on that show where we find out where are you now.